This is an iHeart podcast.
On a Wednesday, and here's what we have for a Wednesday. We're obviously going to keep you abreast of the situation as the hurricane continues to lambaste Florida right now, Hurricane Ian. We'll keep you abreast of all the horrific reporters in this country and Democrats in this country who are using it to celebrate, obviously, because it's a red state. We're going to talk about crime. We're going to talk about the system taking care of its own, about people getting what they voted for and why that means you should move. We're going to talk about the lies. We're going to talk about the humiliation, something they do on purpose. That there's a lot of history in that. You know, we're going to do some history tonight. Maybe we'll do that about an hour from now. Chris, remind me, about an hour from now, we're going to do history. I think it's going to apply to today, things you're seeing today. All that and so much more coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, let's get to this, because everyone's been laughing about it all day. And it is funny. Not the death itself. Jackie Walorski was a congresswoman from Indiana, died in a car wreck a few months ago. It was very sad. Excellent reputation, but gone. Joe Biden, in the wake of her death, put out an official statement honoring her and then named a VA hospital after her. This was Joe Biden today looking for her.
Including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here.
Yeah, Jackie's dead. Jackie's dead, Joe. Look, I don't bring this up just to make fun of Joe Biden. Although, don't get me wrong, it was very, very enjoyable because you knew Corinne Diversity Hire was going to be asked about this today. And keep in mind, there's a reason she's being asked about things like this. There's a reason you're starting to see an increased hostility from the system towards Joe Biden. They're getting ready to toss him out.
Just one more quick follow-up because I'm trying to get my head around the response. If the late congresswoman was top of mind for the president and her family was expected to be here and that's what he was thinking about, why was he looking for her? I'm not trying to be snarky here.
No, I mean, and I'm...
No, what you were saying and what he said there.
And again, I think people can understand. I think the American people out there who, you know, watch the briefing from time to time, maybe at this moment, will understand when someone is at top of mind. And this was such an important event when we're talking about hunger, when we're talking about food.
Sorry, I got to interrupt real quick. You know, I do that from time to time. Think how frustrating it would be to be Corinne Diversity Hire. Now, let's pause for a moment. You're Corinne Diversity Hire. So already you know you were hired because you're a black lesbian. You weren't hired for your qualifications. You clearly aren't qualified for the job, but you already know you're a diversity hire. So you're not qualified for the job. You already have that horrible imposter syndrome feeling where you don't feel like you're able to do the job anyway. And then you're constantly having to go up to the microphone and explain that Joe Biden didn't mean what he said. Now, I realize all press secretaries have to get used to fudging this and hedging here and all of them, but who has to go up and explain themselves more than Corinne Diversity Hire? That sucks.
Security, when we're talking about these champions, these congressional champions.
Top of mind, and I'm still laughing about that.
Who were in the room, who have worked in a bipartisan way. We don't talk much about bipartisan actions that we see in Congress at this time. And as he was naming folks.
This is what you call filibustering, by the way. Remember this. Remember, we've talked about this before. The truth is very simple and very short, universally. The truth is very simple and very short. Jesse, did you rob a bank yesterday? No. Jesse, did you have an extra glass of bourbon last night? Well, I mean, I got home, and what happened was I was putting stuff away, and then they kept, you already know the answer. The truth is short, and the truth is simple.
She was on top of mind, and he understands and knew that he was going to see her family on Friday for this bill signing. Again, I don't think it's all that unusual to have someone top of mind, especially as there's a big event, two big events today and also Friday that is going to occur.
It's not on. She was top of mind. Top of mind. Or top of head. I don't. They apparently kept pressing it, though.
Sorry, I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask you to go one more time back to the question.
By the way, I'm sorry. We're going to rewind this again. Why do they keep apologizing for asking her a question? You hear how both reporters asked the question? This is the first one. This is the first one I played.
And just one more quick follow-up, because I'm trying to get my head around the response. If the late congresswoman was top of mind for the president and her family was expected to be here and that's what he was thinking about, why was he looking for her? I'm not trying to be snarky here.
No.
I'm not trying to be snarky. Hey, I'm being nice. I'm not trying to be snarky. It's like you telling your wife you don't like the dress. Oh, no. Hey, I'm not being rude. I think you're beautiful. I just kind of like the one that doesn't have the fluffy arms. Why do you have the fluffy arms on? Anyway, that was the first reporter. This is the second one. Listen to the second one flat out apologizing for asking a question.
Sorry, I have to do this, but I'm compelled to ask you to
go
one more time back to the question about Congresswoman Walorski.
I'm not sure why. Why? Why one more time?
Frankly, honestly, I think the memory of the Congresswoman in history requires some clarity here. Can you explain where the mistake was made? Was the president confused? Was something written in the teleprompter that he didn't recognize? Can you just help us understand what happened?
I mean, you're jumping to a lot of conclusions. No, but you're...
I
hear you, Stephen. I'm answering the question that you're jumping...
He apologized. This is what it's like to be a Democrat in the United States of America. You get reporters when they have to ask you a tough question. They apologize for it ahead of time. And then you as a Democrat get to treat them like crap. And the guy's sitting there scrambling, I'm sorry. At least you got to give a little bit of credit to this guy.
I mean, that is not an unusual scenario there.
Maureen, I have John Lennon top of mind just about every day, but I'm not looking around for him anywhere.
When you sign up.
Mad respect. All right. Let's talk about a couple serious things. Because, well, first of all, I want to remind you, always keep this in mind.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany...
That was the wrong button. Keep this one in mind.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
At least 16 hurt in 9 shootings during a bloody day in New York City. That's according to the cops.
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Talk to my friend Dave Rubin. I'm actually going to interview him tonight on my TV show, but I was talking to my friend Dave Rubin about this, and he had to go up to New York City because Rumble, the free speech, kind of like the free speech YouTube type thing. It's very cool. Great company. Rumble, he was part of Rumble and they went public. But Dave and I were talking about New York City because I'm going to New York City. This week I'm going to New York City. And as you well know, it's been my favorite place, one of my favorite places for a very long time. And I remember the last time I was in New York City because we were joking about this. The last time I was there, I've told you this before, a guy pulled down his pants and peed in front of me at noon in broad daylight on the sidewalk. Everywhere drugged out people. The entire town smells like weed now. And I asked Dave, because we were joking about this, I said, Dave, you hear what Adam said?
We have a brand. New York has a brand. Kansas doesn't have a brand.
You know what he said? It was so right. He said, yeah, the whole town smells like weed now, and there's homeless people everywhere. You know what New York City should smell like? You know what the New York City I fell in love with smells like? You know what it smelled like? Trash. It always smelled like trash. And fellas, don't sit there and laugh. You'd understand the appeal if you were there. There's always trash laying around everywhere. See, this is what these city slickers like Michael and Chris, or not city slickers, bumpkins, country bumpkins like Michael and Chris, this is what they don't understand. You're used to trash not being around. You put the trash can out on Wednesday, and then the trash magically disappears. It's gone that night. In New York City, it just lays around in gigantic piles. It's part of the appeal. Anyway, yes, you most definitely do. 16 hurt, 9 different shootings in one day.
We have a brand. New York has a brand.
Most definitely.
Kansas doesn't have a brand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kansas doesn't. Stupid Kansas. All right. Speaking of New York, I've brought up that I believe there is a right-wing dictator of some kind coming. Not one you should cheer for, because people like that don't generally give up power. They're usually violent. It's usually quite terrible, but there is most definitely one coming because society will seek a balance. I got an interesting email, something we should probably think about. This one called me Consigliere Jesse. You don't know what a consigliere is, Chris? Gosh, you're such a child. Okay, when we come back, I'll explain to Chris what a consigliere is, and then the person's idea for who this right-wing dictator should be. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. And remember, you can email the show if you missed any part of it on iHeart or jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The podcast of the show is available on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Did you know a recession can be good for you financially? No, I'm not even kidding. The Washington Post wrote that article. We'll get to that in a little bit. I want to get to something else first. Dear Consigliere Jesse, now when I read this, Chris, because he's apparently a child with no world knowledge whatsoever, looked at me oddly like he didn't know what a consigliere is. Here's what a consigliere is, Chris. Mafia families, as you know, the five families of New York, here's how they operate. And yes, they're all still very much operational. I have no doubt they're listening to the world famous Jesse Kelly Show as we speak on the great 710 WOR. But there is the boss, all right? The head, the big cheese, the godfather, all right? Chris, you'd understand these words, right? The godfather. There's a godfather. Underneath the boss, there's an underboss. All right, so he's the number two, the vice president. Underneath the vice president, I'm trying to visualize this flow chart for you here. Underneath the vice president, there's a bunch of captains called capos. The capos have their own crew. All right, they all have a crew. Pick your number, 10 guys, 15 guys, whatever it may be. This capo has his crew. This capo has that crew. These guys specialize in credit card fraud. These guys do more stick-ups and murder. It's just kind of, you want to make sure you get all your criminal bases covered when you're building a criminal organization. All right, you understand? Boss, underboss, captains, and then the members of the crew are either associates or they're soldiers, actually made members in the family. But that brings us to consigliere. Do you have the flowchart in your mind, Chris, all the way from boss down to soldier? You get what I'm talking about here? Go all the way back up to boss. Now, you were doing the chart of everything coming below the boss. There's actually a chart coming off to the side. One little box. If you were making this chart in your mind, one little box going off to the right or left, depending on how your mind works. An advisor. He doesn't work for the underboss. He doesn't work for the captains. He doesn't work for the soldiers. He doesn't work for anybody except the godfather himself. In mafia families, It is a prestigious position for sure. You are considered so wise. Look, and however criminals classify wise, you are considered so wise and so seasoned that you are tapped as being the advisor. Chris, it's like I would tap myself, right? So that's what, whoever you trust the most and admire the most, if you're the boss, that's who you would make as your consigliere. Like I said, I would choose me. You would choose me. Really, everyone would basically choose me. I'm surprised. Let me check my cell phone. I'm surprised none of the five families have reached out to see if I was interested yet. But, well, maybe tomorrow. By the way, if you're in the mafia and you're in the market for a consigliere, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right. Anyway, dear consigliere Jesse, if we're going to end up with a monster cleaning up the country, as you've said, why not tap the mafia? They have a better code of ethics than our administrative state or executive branch. According to urban legend, they protect women and children, are family-oriented, and many attend church. Sure, they'd slit your throat in New York in a New York second if you crossed them. And yes, they're usually Italian,
But on the other hand, they hate thugs, rapists, and pedos, which is a good thing, right? What are your thoughts on this? Love the show. That's not to say the name. Of course, won't say the name. Okay. Let's have a very frank talk about something here. I love mafia movies. I love mafia books. I find the whole concept of an organized, you know, corporate-run criminal family, I do find it to be fascinating. And, to be frank, I get along well with those types. I'll be honest with you. I do. Let's not glorify the whole thing here. Hey, let's not glorify it and make something it's not. Now, I will say this to your point, and I can't speak to this because I don't live in these neighborhoods, but I can say this. Back in the day, 70s, 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s, really 50s too, Italian neighborhoods in New York were safe from violent crime. Very, very safe neighborhoods from violent crime. And it was due in large part to the Italian criminal families. I mean, look, if you ever read a book, Wise Guy, you know the movie Goodfellas? Movie Goodfellas? Well, the book, it's made after a book. The book is called Wise Guy. It's an excellent book. But in that book, I think it was that was the book. I've read a lot of mafia books, so I may be mixing them up. But they would talk about how they would walk the neighborhood. And if you didn't belong in the neighborhood, they found a guy there, a black dude, walking through the neighborhood trying to assault women one night. They found him, didn't belong in the neighborhood. And no, they didn't. They didn't call the cops. Actually, they hauled him into an apartment building and threw him off the roof and splattered him on the sidewalk. So it wasn't necessarily ideal. But yes, there is some truth to that. There's no question about that. There is some truth. But let's not glorify it. However, I will say this, and this is going to hurt me. This is going to hurt me. It probably won't hurt you. It'll hurt me. When I watch these mafia documentaries and I read mafia books or you know, even see a drama, a fiction about mob or something like that on there, you'll inevitably see a mob guy when he's talking about the government, the FBI and things like that. You'll inevitably hear him say something like the effect of the government's, they're bigger criminals than we are, or the FBI's more crooked than we are. In my entire life, I've scoffed at that every time I've heard it, whether it was in a book or not. Oh, yeah, right, dirtbag. Go to prison, murderer. Yeah, they were right about all that. I mean, let's go back to the email. Okay, we have five families operating as we speak in New York City. They're killing people, beating people up, stealing, doing things mobs do. Okay, that's bad. I'm not encouraging it. The federal government... I mean, you're after the mob for drug trafficking. The federal government, the official position of the entire United States government, FDA, CDC, President of the United States, and otherwise, the official position is children under the age of 11 should receive a shot that will not save them even a little bit from COVID, but might explode their heart. That's the official position of the United States government. All those mob guys, all those years, yeah, they were right. Now, Biloxi Shrimp Co. Go get fresh shrimp from American Shrimpers. American Shrimpers. 95% of shrimp comes from overseas. Most of them communist companies. Communist countries. Do we want to support that? Communist companies in communist countries? Here in America, we have Biloxi Shrimp Co. They will deliver fresh shrimp to your front door. BiloxiShrimpCo.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 10% off. BiloxiShrimpCo.com promo, Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Yes, let the good times roll. Unless you're in Florida right now getting absolutely pasted by this daggone hurricane. Did you see the pictures? It sucked all the water away from the coastline. You can see pictures of it now. Now there's going to be a storm surge where all that water is just going to come bursting back out. So it's called, I mean, there. I put in a word. We use some of our hookups here on the show. We do have hookups now.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Gets us inside information, and I try to share that information with you. I have reached out to the federal government, to all the storm trackers with the federal government, to see if there are any plans in the wake of, I mean, all the water getting sucked out to sea. I wanted to know, are they renaming it Hurricane Kamala? Are they not? I don't know. I will get back to you the second I find out. One thing I do know is this, though. We're about to get to the system taking care of its own and people getting what they voted for. One thing I do know is Democrats love hurricanes in red states. They love them. It's music to their ears. I can't decide, though. There are three things that really get a Democrat's blood going. It really gets the communists excited. Honestly, very, very excited. That they probably have to fan themselves. Whenever they find out there's a shooting, any kind of a mass shooting, whether it's in a Buffalo grocery store or a school, they love school shootings because those dead kids, great opportunity to steal weapons from people you hate. So they love that. Do they love school shootings more? Mass shootings more? Do they love them more than they love hurricanes wiping out red states? I don't know. And third, a black guy getting killed by a white cop. That one might be number one. Those are the three things that excite Democrats more than anything else. In case you think I'm lying, here's a couple examples for you.
This is the quote from Governor DeSantis about climate change. Quote, I am not in the pews of the church of the global warming leftists. This is what he thinks about climate change. And now his state is getting hit with one of the worst hurricanes that will ever see.
Joy Behar woke up this morning and rolled over. And probably had to roll over a few times. And then eventually grabbed her phone and saw the hurricane was pasting Florida, and she got so excited about it. Oh, yes. I hope people die. Don't think it's just Joy. This is universal. These are the sociopathic monsters who bring you the news in this country.
Ian is coming. Ian's here. I'm just in front of the memorial for Hurricane Charlie, which in 2004... devastated this town and sent a wake-up call to this community about the threats of living on the coast in a rapidly warming planet.
You can't even tune in to hurricane coverage now without hearing the communist message carried into your living room. Surprisingly, Don Lemon got in on it.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect the climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more.
He had on an expert and promptly asked him about climate change. All right. Enough of that. Speaking of that, something interesting happened yesterday. And, well, I think it's going to be a great example of why they destroy us intentionally. Stay with me there. Climate change. Janet Yellen, she is not part of the EPA. She's not part of the Sierra Club. She's not part of any one of these hippie, green, genocidal movements. She's the Treasury Secretary. Janet Yellen announced yesterday, after the midterms, of course, she's going to step away. She's going to step down from her post. Okay. And then got up and gave a speech yesterday, a very interesting speech, if you know what you're hearing.
Let me touch on the risks of climate change to our economy. Of course, unmitigated climate change is an existential threat to everyone on our planet. But short of that, it poses meaningful risks to our economy. One way that economists measure the impact...
Yeah, I can't take her voice anymore. That's so weird, though. Why would the Treasury Secretary, one, announce she's stepping down, two, immediately go and give a climate change speech? Well, you know I love history, right? We're going to do some history about a half hour from now. Here's something you can learn from a very recent history. Janet Yellen, this is not the first time she's dipped her toe in the water of government. She was just in government under Barack Obama. Huh. So there were 8 years of Barack Obama, but that's not the story here. What happened after Barack Obama left office? Donald Trump gets elected 2016. Woohoo, we're all excited about it. Janet Yellen left. Now, Janet Yellen was, by any measure, a horrible Treasury Secretary under Barack Obama. Failure after failure after failure. Barack Obama was a disastrous financial president. So when Janet Yellen left, did Janet Yellen go to the unemployment line? Was Janet Yellen, was she under investigation for possible malfeasance with her government position? No, none of those things. Okay, well, look, she failed so horribly under Obama. Surely she had to go back to school, learn a new skill. Maybe she had to go to a university, get a new degree because she had to change career fields because she was such a failure before. Oh, now that happened at all? That's interesting. What did Janet Yellen do? She walked right down to Wall Street and made $3.1 million after she was kicked out of government, giving speeches to Wall Street financial firms like Goldman Sachs. You see, when I explain to you about how they're destroying the system, you nod your head and you agree. Yeah, I know they're destroying the system. But then when I go, in some people's opinion, too far and I say the destruction is intentional, they're intentionally destroying the place. Many people disagree with me, and here's why. Not because they doubt the true motives of these people, but because it doesn't make sense for you to stand in a boat and punch holes in your own boat. Why would they be destroying the country they live in? Jesse, I don't understand. Jesse, I don't understand. I mean, after all, like the DHS secretary, our head of DHS, he intentionally has the border open.
Is the border safe? Now I was watching a news channel and they were talking about an invasion was happening and I got a little concerned.
Look, the border is secure. The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
Why? Why would the head of DHS intentionally open up the border and destroy the country? Why would Janet Yellen announce she's leaving after the midterms and then get up and speak about climate change? Well, understand, they know. They don't think, they know. As long as they are loyal, useful servants of the system, they will be just fine. More than fine, they'll be wealthy. They will be more than taken care of. Remember this. Remember in East Germany, when the communists ruled East Germany like an iron fist, and everything sucked, right? Movies sucked, music sucked, everything's dark and crappy, housing sucked, poverty, it was all horrible. Except there was this wonderful, wonderful little town, just this little community, and it was just where you'd want to live. White picket fences, they had a movie theater, restaurant. Hey, you want to go play tennis down on the tennis courts? Just wonderful. But it was only reserved for the leadership of the Communist Party in East Germany at the time. It was actually heavily guarded. You couldn't get in or couldn't get out. Why did they destroy the place intentionally? Well, there's a bunch of money in it for them. Many of them are full-blown Marxists who actually hate the place. Many of them are just indifferent to the place, but they destroy the place intentionally because, well, they're always going to be just fine. Janet Yellen, maybe you'll run into her. She'll be right back on Wall Street about 15 minutes after she walks out of Washington, D.C. That's a fact. All right, get to some emails and stuff before we get to getting what you voted for. Jesse, I'm one of your UK listeners. I'd just like to know if your Holy Land trip is open to all, as I'd love to tag along with my ex-colonial brethren. No, we're not having any foreigners on the trip. I'm kidding, man. Of course you can come. Anybody can come. You got to go to ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. That's the link that'll take you to our 10-day trip through Israel next year. Remember, it's next July. Next July. Now, I should emphasize this. They have told me the country is only so big. So at some point in time, they're going to cut these off. They're going to stop selling these because we can't have 500 people over there. That's not going to work. But ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. Maybe I should throw in one of those advertiser things, Chris. While supplies last. What? That's professional. Anyway, ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse if you want to go to the Holy Land with me, the fam, Chris, and Michael and the boys. Hang on.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and speaking of I want to be sedated, let's talk about Hunter Biden. No, I'm kidding. He's not even in the news. I'm kidding. We did get this question in. Jesse, this one made me snicker something fierce. Don't worry, we're going to get to getting what you voted for thing here in a second. Jesse, would you consider yourself a radio savant, a talk show host miracle, or the luckiest man on the face of the earth? It's so great to hear an anti-communist like me with so much passion on the radio. I shouldn't be here. I will tell you, I'll be frank with you about something. When I sat down to do the first radio show I've ever done 4 years ago, just honestly, almost exactly that, it was a 1 hour at night show, 7 to 8 p.m. at night on KPRC in Houston. And I had no idea what I was doing. I don't now, 4 years later, feel like I have any better grasp on what I was doing. I sat down. What, Chris? Yeah, it was just a wild time. It was just, I would do whatever came to mind. I would just, honestly, just like I do now, I would just do whatever came to mind. I'll be honest, I don't know why you like this so much. I don't know why you like the show. I know you do. The numbers are unbelievable. The growth is unbelievable. Believe me, the suits are very, very happy. The show's not going anywhere. I can't believe you like this. I'm just a normal person. I think the reason that you like the show is because the show is different. And I think the reason the show is different is I didn't come up doing this. I came up in construction. I washed cars. I was in the Marines. I'm from a construction family. I sold RVs to make ends meet. I think so many people who do this for a living, do any kind of this stuff for a living, their entire background is, I was a writer for a long time, and then I was a producer here, and then I got on with this. And I'm not dogging on that. I'm not dogging on that at all. Everybody has a different path to get where they're going. I think you like the show not because I'm some kind of radio savant. I don't have any idea what I'm doing. I think you like the show because it sounds like you. This is how you talk. Well, that's how I talk. I have no business being here. None. I cannot believe I get to sit here and do this for 3 hours every single night. I am the luckiest guy on the face of the planet. You can ask my wife. If you come to the Holy Land trip with us next year, she's going. Ask her. I still say it all the time. I will come home and I'll say, I can't believe I get to do this for a living. Like, I can't believe that this is my life, especially as horribly miserable as so many parts of life have been, right? And that's not unique to me. That's everybody. Everyone's life experiences that. Now, we sit down and make fart jokes, and the whole country joins. That's crazy to me. No, I'm no radio savant, that is for sure. All right, before we get into getting what you voted for, well, I mean, let's talk about getting what you voted for. Crime is going ape. These Soros-funded DAs, they're not going away. Bad policies from the federal level to the state level, all the way down to your city. They're not going away. Crime is not about to get better. They haven't hit some bottom. Do you have something in your physical possession at all times? Right now, are you hearing the sound of my voice? Do you have something within arm's reach that will allow you to stop a bad man who wants to hurt you or someone you love? And if you do, okay, good. I'm glad. Good. Does your daughter? Where is your daughter right now? Is she away from home? Your son, where is he? You see that terrible story about that college kid just got smoked. I wish I hadn't. I clicked on the video of it. He was simply walking down the sidewalk at night in the dark, didn't do anything. Walked by some psycho, The psycho just turned around, pop, pop, finished him. Game over. Does your mother, does your father? This society doesn't get better tomorrow. You protect yourself. Go to hero2020.com. Does not require a concealed carry permit. It's a non-lethal gun. Get a Hero Arrow for yourself, too. I love the new Hero Arrow. Shoots a double barrel blast of the Pavo gel, the pepper gel. Hero2020.com, code Jesse, gets you a special discount. Make sure the ones you love have this and carry it on them. It's already saved people who listen to my show. If I sound passionate about it, that's why. Some guy's daughter is still alive because of this thing. Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Now, you know we talk a lot about good Jesse and bad Jesse, good you and bad you, about people getting what they voted for. I struggle with this when it comes to areas. Like New York's a great example, as a matter of fact. The new headline from the New York Post, New York City gives Hochul a lead over Zeldin, but the governor's race is neck and neck in the suburbs. Okay, that's the headline. When you dig down in, it doesn't look quite as good. Republican Lee Zeldin has a three-point edge over Hochul amongst independents. Okay, that's good. Woohoo. But trails her 54-37 among likely voters. And I don't bring this up to rub this in anyone's face. I bring this up to once again tell you to get out. Because all that violence, all that crime, all that insanity, people went out, they just voted for it again, and they're about to vote for it again and again and again and again without fail. And the wildest thing is, the uber rich, you can understand why the uber rich would vote Democrat, since the Democratic Party has taken over the entire United States government, and the United States government is now in bed with big business. It makes sense for a big business, frankly. Business-wise, it makes sense to vote Democrat. But the wildest thing is this. All the uber poor and the terrible communities having their lives torn to shreds, they're all going to go vote Democrat again, too. And I read terrible stories about horrible things happening to people in cities. And I always have this moment where I think, man, that sucks. I can't believe people have to live like this. That's terrible. What are we doing? And then I have another moment that says, tell me how you voted before I tell you how much I care. Things are not going to change anytime soon. Things are not going to change anytime soon. Protect yourself. Protect your family. Get out. All right. Now, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We're going to do a little hurricane update and hurricane talk next. They're apparently about to tell you that it's good that you're in a recession. I'm not even making that up. They're saying DeSantis said something about Trump, which is not very kind. We'll talk about this. Is it even true? And more of them making you out to be an extremist. Emails, much more still to come on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.